To be honest, it's very disappointing to hear that there'll be no money made available to 2026. I mean, this has gone on since 2023, and I would ask you maybe that the department would pay a visit along with me to the school to see the problem, because, I mean, at the end of the day, I'm here to try and help the people of my area, and I'm getting this on a weekly basis from parents, and not alone grandparents, why this is happening in Donegal, why are we not being looked after? I mean, this happened in 2023. To me, this is totally unacceptable. And I don't mean to get at you, Minister, but I mean, for no funding to be made available to 2026, this is a priority here. We're here to help people. You know, to say that there's nothing available to 2026 is very disappointing. But I would ask the department to come to the school and stand with me for a couple of hours to see the amount of traffic that's going past the school and what needs to be done.
Look, thank you, Senator. And to be honest, I share your frustration. And I understand, as you said at the beginning, we're talking about children, about parents, grandparents, teachers, all of those who use the school, the people in that vicinity and that location. And I am really conscious of the importance of ensuring road safety, particularly in the vicinity of schools. But I have said there's an ongoing process. I can't say, because I'm not responsible as a minister, as to whether that can be speeded up or what can be done. But certainly, if you want to contact me afterwards, I'd be willing to contact the minister to see, you know, how can we expedite this so that the children who are attending that school and their families can feel that every effort is being made to ensure that the road at the school is safe.